Certainly appreciate the singing and the playing this morning. I appreciate those songs that Mindy sang. And I'm telling you, I just reminded every once in a while when I hear her or Gail play how blessed we are. And as far as I'm concerned, we got two of the best. I mean that. And anybody who sings or plays or whatever you do, I just want to tell you, you're appreciated. There's no doubt about that. You don't have to, and you probably have not noticed, but you don't get paid for it. So I appreciate it, and I believe everybody here does. I'll have you turn to Psalm 147, and I'll be there in just a second. I want to read Genesis 1, verse 16 and 17. Listen intently as I read. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. The verse 17 says God set them. Part of them goes back to verse 16, of course. Them means the greater light, the lesser light, sun and the moon. We understand that. And we understand the moon reflects the light, but it's still, as far as earth is concerned, a light. Go out on a full moon, is brilliant for nighttime. But the word them in verse 17 does not only speak of the sun and the moon, but it speaks of the last words of that verse. He made the stars also. Them includes the stars. It is as though, and I know it's not so, but it is as though the Lord just sort of tacked on the end. Oh yeah, he made the stars too. Well, I want to say that's a big deal. I love the universe. I love to study on the universe. I love to look up, whether it's daylight or dark. But I want to try to preach this morning on this thought, the also's. The also's. That verse said he made the stars also. Now compared to the sun, compared to the moon, as far as our regard, as far as mankind, the stars are next to nothing. The sun, the moon, we recognize them. We talk about them. We write songs about them. We gaze at the moon with our sweethearts. There's all kinds of recognition about the sun and the moon. The stars, even though they are recognized, are not near as much. It is as though they're almost sometimes ignored or overlooked. I mean, after all, even he said, oh yeah, I made the stars also. Those things being said, I want you to look at the verse I had you turn to, Psalm 147, verse 4. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Now, Genesis says he made the stars also as though just a passing statement. Oh yeah, don't want to forget the stars. But in the Psalms, we find that the stars mean something to him. The stars are significant. They are luminous spheres of plasma. They are great balls of hot gas, light, and heat. But we use the word star in our vocabulary as a recognition of them. Our hero, we will call a star. We are starstruck. We are starry-eyed. We thank our lucky stars, as some people do. We have movie stars. We reach for the stars. When you get hit, you're seeing stars. There's a star witness. If you do good in school, you get a gold star. Stars, at least to some extent, are recognized. But when you think about all the stars that there are, one star can get lost in the mix. I want you to picture yourself this morning as a star. Somewhere out there in the midst of all the billions, trillions, and more stars, there you are. Could I say this morning, you're probably going to get lost in the mix. You're probably not going to stand out too much. You probably won't be one of the ones that's recognized. They probably won't write songs about you. They won't gaze up and say, well, look at Bill, look at Susie, how pretty they are. I'm talking this morning about the also's. Sometimes you may feel like that lost star, unrecognized, unnoticed, unappreciated. You are one of the also's. You're not the sun, you're not the moon, but you are a star. Could I mention some things about some stars? Number one, they are numerous. In that verse I had you turn to, it says, he telleth the number of the stars. The number of the stars. He knows how many they are. He knows exactly how many they are. Now, I have heard for years that there is enough, there are as many stars as there are grains of sand on earth, including the shores and the deserts. I found out that's not true. In fact, they estimate, and this is also an estimation, that there's 10,000 stars for every grain of sand on this earth. I'm talking about they're numerous. That is a bunch. They have estimated that there are 1 septillion stars. That's 1 with 24 zeros. That's beyond my recognition. There are 2 trillion galaxies. The biggest galaxy is 16.3 million light years across. In our galaxy, the Milky Way, there are 40 billion stars. Our universe that we know about is 93 billion light years across. 93 billion light years. And light travels at 186,000 miles per second. And it is 93 billion light years. We're talking about a big place and a whole lot of stars. Voyager 1, that space probe, was sent up in space in 1977. It has been traveling since that time 38,000 miles an hour. It has just recently reached the 16 billion mile point. Now listen to this. This year in 2026, the Voyager 1 that has been traveling 38,000 miles an hour, in November of this year, it will have reached its first light day. It has been traveling for 38,000 miles for 49 years. And it has just now reached the length or the distance of 1 light day. And our universe, with a bunch of stars, is 93 billion light years. I'm talking about there's a bunch of stars. And since there are a bunch of stars, one little star can sure get lost, get unnoticed, be forgotten. And maybe that's how you feel sometimes, that nobody recognizes you, that nobody cares about you. You feel like you get lost in the bunch. Well, let me explains something else. Not only the stars are numerous, but the stars are named. Did you read the verse? Let's do it again. Psalm 147, verse 4. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Boy, we got a big God. He not only knows how many stars there are, but he names each one of them their particular name. I'm telling you, that's a big God. But I want to say, you matter to him. Every star in this universe, he recognizes, he notices, he has named them. That's how important they are to him. And I want to tell you this morning, you matter to God. You may feel lost in this world. You may feel so small and insignificant. You may feel like what you do does not matter. But I want to tell you one thing. Number one, it matters to somebody. It really does matter to somebody. But for sure, it matters to God. He knows you exist. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He cares. God does not ignore you. He is watching. Could I remind you? He knows the numbers of hairs on your head. Now, how insignificant is that? How much does that matter? To be honest, not much. Now, some, it matters a whole lot because they pay a whole lot to try and keep it. But how many hairs on our head? I would think, who cares? Well, God cares. I'm talking about you matter to God. You're important to him. He does know you. He names the stars by name. He's surely going to know who you are. He knows what you're facing right now. He knows what you're going through right now. But could I remind you, he loves you enough to be there for you. Could I remind you, he loved you enough to die for you. He died for you. Oh, sure, for the world. For everybody, but for you. Had you been the only one, I believe Jesus would have died. Had you been the only sinner heading to hell, I believe he loved you enough to come and die for you. You do matter. You are important. I'm talking about the all souls. You say, I'm not a sun this morning. I'm not a moon. I don't matter. Oh, yes, you do to God. By the way, so do you to others too. They are numerous. They are named. Number three, they are noticed. The verse again, he telleth the stars, the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. He doesn't miss one. Of all the septillion and probably more stars, he doesn't miss one. He notices them all. Now, most people, just to be honest, about the most we'll do is glance up and say, well, they are pretty, aren't they? And go on about our business. Now, some will do more, some do less. But for the most part, humanity looks at the stars and say, well, that's interesting. Now let's go to eat lunch or eat supper. They are noticed. Hey, Stevenson 2-18. You know who that is? You know what that is? That's a star. That's the biggest little argument about which is the biggest, but this will be big enough. This one star, Stevenson 2-18, itself is 19,000 light years across. It could contain 10 billion of our suns. And you know what? We can't even see it. It is so far off that we cannot see it even with telescopes. And the telescopes that will reach it, it cannot be seen because of the cosmic dust. So we can't even see the biggest star there is. But it's a big one. But there's not just big, big stars. There's some little, little stars. And whether you're a big star or a little star, you're still a star. You still matter. I'm talking about they are noticed. Somebody's watching. Somebody's looking. By the way, somebody sees you. Some person you are influencing to the good or the bad. They hear what you say. They see what you do. They see how you react. And your life and your lifestyle matters to them and will influence them to be like you. You're noticed. Someone is watching. By the way, someone is watching you when you're encouraging and when you're faithful and when you serve God and you react right to wrong things. Somebody's watching and your life will matter to them. It will encourage them to do right. It will encourage them to keep on going. It will encourage them to smile through difficult times. I'm talking about your notice. Somebody is watching you. And what we do or don't do matters. And if we mess up, it matters. And if we're faithful, it matters. Somebody notices. But if nobody notices, if nobody cares on earth, God does. He sees. He notices. He knows who you are. And He knows what you need. And He knows what you're facing. He loves you that much. I'm talking this morning about the also's. You may not be the sun, the moon, but you're a star. They are numerous, they are named, they are noticed, they are needed. I look through some of the things that how stars are productive and how stars do good things and how stars are needed. I thought about the Bible first because God uses stars. The Star of Bethlehem. The stars to navigate people in their travel. The stars are used for time and timing. The stars are used for planting and harvesting. The stars are used for scientists, and they have a big laboratory to do their research. Stars are needed. There are countless books about stars. There are art, or is art about stars. Sweethearts can look up into the stars. Stars are needed. And I want to tell you something. I want you to get it. You're needed. You're necessary. Oh, you may not be the sun, the moon. You may not be the bright one that's noticed. You may not get all the recognition. And you may feel by that you're not needed. Got news for you. We need you. In this church, we need stars. What you do inside this church as a star is necessary. Number one, loving this church. Number two, showing up for service. Next, you could sing, you could teach, you could do the sound, you could greet visitors, you could pick up trash, you could change a light bulb, you could turn a light off when needed. You might pull up a weed out there instead of walking by and say, "Preacher, you need to take care of that weed. Why don't you pull up the weed?" And listen, you may send a card, you may call somebody, you may just smile. You may not be noticed as far as what you're concerned, but we notice. I'm talking about stars. Also this morning, you're needed. What you do inside the church, we need you. What you do outside the church, in the name of the church, we need you. That phone call, that card, going mowing somebody's yard, living a clean life and being a good reputation for the church, being an example to others, witnessing for the Lord, doing some work, being a good restaurant person where you don't mistreat waitresses. I'm talking about we can do a whole lot. I mean, there's good things that can happen with a star. What you don't do matters. I'm talking about a star is needed. When we don't gossip, when we don't complain, when we don't sin, when we are an example to good and not to bad, boy, we're noticed. Now I want you to notice in Luke 24. I want to give you an example. In fact, turn to that. Luke 24. And I want to read an example of what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about stars, also's. I want to give you a good example of what I'm talking about. In Luke 21, we'll begin reading in verse 1. We're talking here about a little widow lady, somebody that can easily be ignored. She's a star. She's not a sun. She's not a moon. She's not that important. But listen to what happens. Look in verse 1. And he looked, Jesus, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting in gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of truth, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all of these have of their abundance cast in to the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Here's this widow lady. She's a star. She's not a sun. She's not a moon. She's not coming in casting in large amounts. And all the noise of the money clanging in that little receptacle. She comes in and she gives two mites. The smallest coins that they had in that day. They had coins of gold, coins of silver, coins of copper, coins of brass. Brass, this coin, the mite, was the smallest coin they had. It was 1/64th of a day's wages. In other words, it would take 11 minutes to make the amount she put in. Next to nothing. Compared to the much others were giving, there was nothing. But Jesus noticed. It mattered to Jesus. She put in more, he said, than they all, because she gave what she had. What good she did, though it was little, meant a whole lot. Paul talks about, he's concerned about running in vain or laboring in vain. He is saying, all that I do for the Lord, my concern is that it will do no good. That no one will appreciate it. Not to recognize me, but that they might get help from God. That I'm doing all I'm doing for nothing. I want to tell you this morning. If you're serving God, you're not doing it for nothing. He is recognizing you. He is recognizing you. And even though what you do may seem little like this widow, what you're doing does matter. I thought about this. In verse 2 it says, he saw. That means the Lord is near. Her Lord was near. He saw what she did. He's involved with what she's doing. And I'll tell you something. You may feel unappreciated. You may feel like nobody notices anything you do. You may feel drained and worthless and useless. But I want to tell you one thing. Everything you do for God, He's right there with you. He is near you. He walks with you. He stays with you. He listens to you. He sees what you're doing. Listen, your Lord is near, and what you do matters. Notice in verse 2 again. And he saw also a certain widow casting in thither two mites. Casting in thither two mites. Now, I've already said that was very little. It was almost nothing, but it was something. It was almost nothing, but it was something. And I want to say, what little it was, someone needed it. Her two mites made a difference for somebody. It made a difference. And what you're doing matters. Your love, your care, your sacrifice, your work, your labor for the Lord is needed. Someone needs what you can give. It may just be your lifestyle, your words, your service, whatever you do for God. It may be that encouragement that somebody needs to keep on going. They may see you, think about you, hear something you say that encourages them to not stop, to not give in, to not quit church. Your love is needed. But then again, look in verse 3. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. More than all these. They gave of their much, but she gave of their little. I've said that to say this, I'm about done. Somebody noticed what she did. Now the other people who gave much, they probably didn't notice anything at all. Maybe if they noticed at all, they said, look at this woman. What is she even doing here? Did you notice what she gave? Why don't she just stay at home? Oh, but the Lord was watching. And he noticed what she did, and he commended her. I could say it like this. He thanked her for what he did. And this morning, I want to tell you something. The Lord will thank you for what you do for him. You do matter. No matter how small you feel, you may feel like a little star, but you are a star. You are not unnoticed or unappreciated. Now, there will always be people in this world that just take. And they will let you do good and help them and never even say thank you. And they will let you serve God and never ever say, I really do appreciate what you do. I appreciate who you are. I appreciate your stand. They will never ever say it. There are takers in this world and all they do is take. But there are some people, they will say or they will think, oh, I appreciate Bill. I appreciate Susie. I thank the Lord for them. I can think of people right now in this church and outside this church, oh, I thank the Lord for you. There's been times when you said the right thing, prayed the right prayer, wrote the right note, made the right call. That made a difference, showed up at this church and did what you do. Once again, how blessed that is, how a blessing that is to me. I'm talking about you're needed, but you're noticed. The Lord notices you, but so do people. He's watching you. Please, don't listen to the devil's lies. You are not insignificant. You do matter. What you do is vitally important to the Lord, to this church, to your family, to your reputation as a Christian. It matters. Keep serving God. Keep walking with Him. Do what He tells you to do, what He wants you to do. Obey Him. Beg Him for His grace and His power. Rely on His strength and then thank Him for what He does through you. I end with these words. I am doing for them, what I am doing for them may not be noticed, but what I am doing for him will never be forgotten. What I am doing for them may never be noticed, but what I am doing for him will never be forgotten. And one day it will be worth it. Could I say this? It's worth it now. Serving God, walking with him, doing his will, faithfully obeying him in obedience to him, it matters now. It's worth it now. But one day when we stand before him and he says, well done, it will be worth it. The also's. You may be here this morning. I really struggled about what to preach. I'm convinced I preached what the Lord said. But you may be here this morning and you're not saved. You never have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. I'm going to give you a chance to get that settled. I'm going to ask you in just a second, we'll stand. I'm going to ask you, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I'm going to ask you to come from the pew and kneel down here at this altar on this step and just call on the Lord. I'll help you if you need help to direct you to the Lord. Oh, but there's nothing more important in this world than knowing you're saved. And I hope you get it settled this morning. If you are saved this morning, you may feel awful small, awful unimportant. But I want to tell you, this morning, I want to tell you, you're needed. Maybe you need to come and say, Lord, please help me keep serving you no matter what. Let's stand. Father, please touch us this morning. Have your will. In Jesus' name.